today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Yeah, let's open up this and clean this up. Oh, God. What's in there? Ah, I'm not looking in there.
Hi there, everybody. This is Patrick Foster. I want to wish you a happy Tuesday. You are tuned into the Rockin' the Suburbs podcast. How's everybody doing out there? Thanks for listening every day. We appreciate that. On behalf of my co-host, good friend, and co-founder Jim Linehan, I want to say hello. Thanks for listening to our podcast. If you listened yesterday, you heard that we cleaned out some correspondence. We're trying to get everything here at Suburbs Pod HQ ship shape, all cleaned up and ready to go for our Suburbs Fest that's coming up in Chicago here in about 6 weeks or so. We want to have everything all neat and tidy before we go away for Suburbs Fest in Chicago, because you never know when we will come back. We might not. You know, we might be out there for weeks and weeks. It's going to be a lot of fun. So we want to make sure everything's neat and tidy. You know, it's like before you go on vacation, you get everything all caught up. And we're going to be working to get some patron episodes to you as well. And all kinds of cool stuff are going to be coming up here as we lead up to the Suburbs Fest in Chicago. And I'll give you all the details on that in a little bit. If you'd like to come out there and join us, time is running down for you to make your hotel reservations and travel plans. So you want to do that. Right now, as I said, I want to go back through some correspondence that we got at some point. And like we always say, we'll eventually get to it. And this is, like really cleaning up well, moving the refrigerator out, sweeping behind it. You ever do that when you vacuum? Do you actually move the couch and vacuum underneath the couch? At least that's the way I was taught to do it. I don't always do it, but in this case, I am doing it. And it's also probably a proper time to say, is he still talking? Because I am. Right now, here's what I love. I'm not exactly sure when all these came in. I know it's been several months ago. Let's just put it that way. But I love this discovery mechanism right here. And this is an email from someone called Andy in Western Massachusetts. Hi, fellas. I found y'all today after an Amazon voice command misfire brought you all up. I listened to an episode where Up the Junction was rightfully celebrated. Indeed, arguably one of the better songs of humankind. Love the insight and passion of your talk and the podcast in general. Thank you, Andy in Western Mass. And we're about to do something here in Rockin' the Suburbs, Andy, if you're listening, that I don't think's ever been done before. I think that that's the third time we've played Up the Junction on our podcast, so this may be a new record. I don't think any song's ever been played three times. There may be a couple that have been played twice, but I don't think three times. So Andy's referencing episode 1018, which was a Super Songs episode when we went through some songs that I think maybe were on the Suburbs Pod 1000 playlist, and we talked about Up the Junction. And then way back on episode 646, we had bought some CDs for intern Sam, and one of them was Singles 45's Going Steady by Squeeze, and he picked out Up the Junction from that CD. So that's pretty cool. All right. Thanks, Andy. I hope you're still out there listening, and if anybody else, you know, says something to Amazon Voice, Alexa, or whoever, and somehow our podcast comes up. I wonder what they're actually trying to say. I find it very intriguing to think about that. But thanks for getting in touch, Andy. Here's another email. I think this one goes back probably about 2-3 months here. Hi, I just found out about your podcast, and I'm glad you talked about La Ludwig Band. Marta is my favorite song by them. And I know it was a while ago, but I just wanted to let you know that they sing in Catalan, as they are all from Catalonia. I speak Spanish, and I don't really understand the lyrics either, LOL. Anyway, you should check out their new album, La Metecha Sort. And if you ever get the chance, you should see them live. They are awesome. Signed, Gabriella Toscano. Thank you very much, Gabriella. So I didn't even know they had another album out. And this one, I believe, came out in June 2021. But I was completely unaware that it was out. So this is all new to me. So why don't we take a dip into this album? Okay, great stuff. That tune was called Tren a Valencia by La Ludwig Band. Looks like that's their most recent album, although it looks like they may have released a new single this year. So get out there and check it out, folks, and let me know. And if Gabriella, you're listening, thank you very much for calling in, and feel free to get back in touch and get us up to date on La Ludwig Band. Thank you very much. Here's one that's been sitting around in the drawer for a little bit now, and it's a pretty straightforward approach here. This is a band called Elephant Back, and they write, "Hi there, we are the band Elephant Back. We are an indie alternative no boundaries rock band. We would love to submit some music for airplay and or review for your show. Our friends Not Robots suggested we contact you. Together we will rise. Signed, Elephant Back." Well, I thought that was kind of interesting. I searched the Rock in the Suburbs episode list, and I couldn't find any mention of the band Not Robots. But, you know, I could be wrong. It's not on our song list. It doesn't come up on a search of our archives and episodes. But, hey, Elephant Back, let's give you a shot. Come on. Here's a song that's called Reach Out For Me, which is what we're doing, Elephant Back. This was released on April 1st of this year. So let's give it a spin.
When the world feels like it's spinning out of control, and all the doubts, yeah, they take their toll, reach out for me, I'll calm you down, I'll make you whole, I'll bring you round. No matter what the future holds, I've got your situation. Thank you.
right. There they are, Elephant Back. You can find Elephant Back at elephantbackmusic.com. What'd you guys think? I liked it. A nice little lo-fi hum to it. No boundaries. Doesn't seem to be. It looks like, looking at their website here, that Elephant Back's going to play Pauly's Hotel in Albany, New York, Saturday, August 20th. Come on out. It's going to be the ultimate musical experience. That's what it says on their website. I hope that's 2022. I'm not sure. anyway, thanks, Elephant Back, for getting in touch. Good luck to you. Hope everything goes well. Feel free to reach out again anytime and send your friends No Robots our way. Absolutely. Since they sent you our way. One last little note here that was written to us via email back in April. And this is from someone named Jeremy. He says, just saying hey and thank you for the Tommy Keane interview. Man, I am a late bloomer and I didn't know him until now, but feel a very strong connection to him. I'm a songwriter and feel like if I knew about him years ago, the last 15 years of writing songs would have been entirely different. I feel a real kinship with him. Thank you, signed Jeremy. That's really nice. And that's quite a statement, too, to say that, 15 years of songwriting would have been entirely different based on hearing Tommy Keane's music. But episode 229 to 231, going way, way back to November of 2017, we had the very fortunate opportunity to interview Tommy before his untimely passing a couple of months later. So go back and listen to that if you can. We're very proud of it. Remains a very powerful interview, and he was a very powerful songwriter, and his music lives. Thankfully, rest in power, Tommy. All right. Well, thanks, everybody. That's a little more cleanup. There's just a couple more items laying around here that we want to get tidied up, and we'll take care of that tomorrow, and then we'll be all caught up with correspondence for a little bit, and then we'll get into some other stuff. We've got some patron episodes queued up and all kinds of other suggestions, a lot of suggestions for what was first, so we might sprinkle a couple of those in here and there as well. Anyway, thanks for listening, folks. If you want to get in touch with us and send us a message that we will ignore for 3 months, you can do so. Send it to rock@suburbspod.com. And when I say ignore, I mean we're just busy and we didn't get to it. But we will get to it eventually, and I think we're continuing to prove that here this week. Also, find us on the socials at suburbspod.com. If you have any friends that are in bands who want to send us their tunes, we're always interested in stuff like that. We have a lot of DJs on Suburbs Radio who would be happy to play some music for you. So make sure you do that. A couple of reminders for you folks. I mentioned Suburbs Fest earlier in the podcast. August 4th to 6th in the Chicago area. We're going to be in Arlington Heights, Illinois on Thursday, August 4th and Friday, August 5th. And then Saturday, we're going to be in downtown Chicago at the Hidden Cove with three bands. Saturday night, got that all queued up. Demolition Means Progress, led by our good friend BJ Bonnet. The Stick Arounds and Cutest Nuisance. It's going to be a fun show. It starts at 6, which is great. And you can stick around for karaoke if you want to. Important to note here that if you'd like to come out and you're looking for a place to stay, you can get a discount room at the Doubletree Arlington Heights, but reservations must be made by July 5th, 2022, and that is coming up. That is a Tuesday, and that is next Tuesday. That's a week from today, folks. You got a week to make your move. Also, speaking of next week, July 4th is a Monday. Won't be any podcast on Monday, but it's the deadline to get in your new music picks for June. They're starting to roll in, so everybody out there, please get in your June new music picks by July 4th. You got about a week to take care of that as well. Midnight on July 4th is our deadline for that one. All right. Thanks, everybody. We will be back tomorrow, as I said, with a little more cleanup, correspondence cleanup, odds and ends, odds and sods, and little bits and bobs that we're going to take care of. And on behalf of my co-host, co-founder, and good friend Jim Linehan, I want to thank you all for listening, and we will talk to you guys tomorrow. People talk in another dimension. No, they don't always realize their intentions. You don't want to be somebody's hero. No, you just want to get back to zero now. Voice. Somebody near you, now there was a choice.
Andy?